Welcome to Niger Superfans Podcast.
Stephen Okechukwu Keshi was born on the 3rd January 1962 and he died on the 7th of June 2016 at the age of 54. During his playing career, Keshi earned 60 caps in the Nigerian national football team, making him the nation's second most cap player at the time of his retirement. The highlight of his career was representing the country at the 1994 FIFA World Cup and the 1994 Africa Cup of Nations, where he captained the Super Eagles to victory. He also played club football in 5 countries, most notably Belgium, where he won the Belgian League Championship with Anderlecht in 1991. As a manager, Keshi also achieved success by qualifying Togo for the only FIFA World Cup appearance in that country's history in 2006. He later coached his native Nigeria to Africa Cup of Nations glory in 2013 in South Africa, becoming one of only 2 people, along with Egypt's Mahmoud El Gouari, to have won the AFCON as both a player and a coach. We brought you the first part of our interview with late Stephen Keshi about his career with the Super Eagles. We'll bring you the second part of the interview, where the big boss talks about his relationship with coach Clement Westerhoff prior to the 1990 Africa Cup of Nations in Nigeria, as well as the roles that he played going into the AFCON in Senegal 1992.
That's it, also 1990.
Final yet again. 1990 again, the final. First game we lost 5-0 against...
5-1.
5-1 against Algeria, but then I didn't play that game. In fact, I didn't go for that tournament because I had a problem with Westerhoff. Westerhoff wants me to leave the Champions League and play for Nigeria. And I said, listen, I've been doing this for many years for Nigeria, but at this point, every player in my defense line in Anderlecht, they're all injured except me. This is my country, but this is where I eat. And they want me to help the team. And we don't have a game then. It was a midweek game. I said, I play on Wednesday, and Anderlecht were ready to fly me immediately to Algeria to play the game, the opening game. He refused if I don't come. My name was on the list. Myself, Samson Siasia, and I don't remember his name.
Philip.
Osundu, that's right. And I said, if I don't come for this game, I said, I will come. But let me play this Wednesday game. I will fly that same night. And they were ready to fly me that night to Algeria and play. And it's only 3 hours flight anyway. He refused that I have to be there before Wednesday. I said, okay, well. So we lost the game. Then I started having calls from FA, from all over place in Nigeria. Hey, you have to go. I said, I have to go if the coach wants me. If he doesn't want me, I can't go anywhere. And the team kept playing, improving, winning, and they got to the finals. And he called me to play the final. I said, I can't play the finals. You had people that were playing from the beginning to the end. Let them play. I'm not coming to play finals. So that was 1990.
Yeah. I'm sure between then and 92, you and Westerhoff be made up because there was a fantastic tournament in 1992 in Senegal.
No, after 90, he came to Anderlecht. Okay. So we spoke. We sat just like you and I. We spoke. I said, Coach, I don't have anything against you, but it's just you need to listen to me too, And then we ironed things out, We started planning how, to make the team better, and it works good, with his ideas. He started listening to me a little bit. So we started trying to get a very big team towards 1994.
92.
Yeah, but our target was in 92. Our targets were 1994. That's Westerhoff and I.
Back then in 90.
We were not. Our target was in 92. Our target was in 94. That we need to qualify for World Cup, And we started building the team gradually. Then we used 1992 as building corner kind of. 1992, I thought we have a very strong team. But when we started playing for the World Cup qualifiers and started seeing some great talent coming out again, I said, damn, this country is blessed with players. Then we qualified 1994 for the U.S. World Cup.
Before we get to 94, because I'm particular about 92, because I thought we had a very strong team in 92 to have won the Nations Cup in Senegal. That was my opinion back then.
We did. We had a great... I don't know. We were playing so well. We had great team. I mean, Bobby Charlton, he came to the game and said, hey, Keshi, you guys are strong physically, technically, tactically. You just, your team is good. And I said, but the Ghanaian team was good. Ivory Coast team was very good. Some other teams.
The opening match was against Senegal. The one who scored the winning goal.
Who scored the winning goal?
What do you call that?
Well, Senegal, opening game, very difficult. With some good players from Senegal, we scored first. Yes. Samson Siasia scored the first goal. And then, middle of the game, I tried to give a pass somewhere. They intercepted the ball. And middle of the field, somehow they find their way. Boom, they scored a goal. Wow. Damn, 1-1. And of course, the journalists didn't like me because they think, yes, Keshi. They were setting up their guns and all whatever, the grenades to shoot at me. Stephen Keshi killed Nigeria. I know you people, you don't like me, so I don't care. I just want to play my game. But, because I'm a child of God, God is wonderful. I came back I started the attack second half. Last 3 minutes or so, started the attack from behind and somehow worked myself into the 18-yard box, gave the pass to Mutiu. Mutiu dribbled one, looked up, and I called for the ball.
Left foot
into the net, and that was it. The whole Senegal, they were dead. They had to go to bed at 7 o'clock that night. And there was the confidence started growing, the understanding started growing. We started playing good football.
And then you got to the semifinals against Ghana.
Against Ghana. Again, we robbed. I don't know what's wrong with these referees, Samson again. Is it Samson or somebody else? Samson, yeah. Scored again, equalized.
Mutiu scored the first goal.
Yeah, Mutiu scored the first goal, but Samson equalized the game in the second half. The referee disallowed it. Like, gee, what is wrong with you guys? And we lost again. I was very upset in that game. Because I saw us in the final, but when we lost the game, I cried and cried. I was with Ben in the room. The other kid, the English boy.
Okay, Ruben Agbola.
We were sharing rooms together, he said, hey, Skipo, you can cry from here to tomorrow. We're not going to play in the final. And I just lost, there was no more zeal to play. So in the third place, I told West Ham, don't count on me. I can't. If I go there, I might probably get myself injured, which is not going to do anything. So, the boys went down the third place and they gave good account. Yeah, they gave good account of themselves. We won 1-0.
2-1.
And was good. The great Thompson Olia, big commander in chief, great player.
Then finally, 1994.
1994, I thought we were ready.
You knew you were ready?
Well, yeah, Yeah, you might use that word. Because, we were at Papendal in Harlem. And you can see that we all were speaking one language. One language. We want to win this Nations Cup. There's nothing else. There's no, we need to win Nations Cup. The only person that was trying to cause a little bit of division in the team was Rashidi, and I called him, I said, what is your problem? What is your goddamn problem, We're playing for you to score goals. You need to be with us, And I think he had some bad influence from one of the officials trying to cause, I said, if you do this, we're gonna boycott you, and that's it. And he was trying to take Mutiu along, and Nduka Ogbede. And I called Mutiu, I said, listen, we're here for a mission, and that mission we're gonna accomplish by God's grace. If you're not with us, we're gonna throw you out, And we worked so hard in Papendal, in the training camp, went to Tunisia, first game against Gabon, we won 3-0. That was where I had Mozutier.
If you have enjoyed this podcast, you can drop your comments below and share your opinion with other listeners. Thank you.